Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and today is Monday, January 26th. Can you believe how fast January is going by? It is. Of course, today the moon is in the sign of Taurus, stubborn Taurus. But that's not all. Taurus rules luxuries, food, moving slow, and one of the earmarks of the sign of Taurus is it doesn't like to be told what to do. So today we can see, with all those planets in the sign of Aquarius, a certain rebelliousness coming up, like a teenager or a toddler saying no. Well, the moon is in its exaltation in the sign of Taurus, so it's never void, of course. So what happens today pretty much can go on unimpeded. The good news today is that the planet Neptune re-enters the sign of Aries, where he was last on March 31st through April 25th, 2025 at 0 degrees Aries. Just to jog your memory a little bit, this is when Pope Francis died. At 1 degrees Aries, Pope Leo was elected. The world had a funeral and waited as the Vatican conclave elected a new pope. So it's that same sort of energy. And I wonder today if there'll be another famous or notorious death that leaves the world gasping and waiting to see what happens. So you might also say that it was about religious leadership or spiritual leadership. So who's next? You can listen to Neptune in Aries on YouTube right here, or you can read all about Neptune in Aries. It depends on whether you like to read or listen and watch. And this is a lunar nodal thing. The south node in Virgo likes to read, while the north node in Pisces likes to watch. So finding a good medium, of course, is how we balance those nodes. Currently, the lunar south node is in Virgo and the lunar north node is in Pisces, where the planet of lessons, Saturn, is now finishing his transit before joining Neptune in Aries. This is a critical time. The lunar nodes want to know, do you like to read or do you like to watch videos? It's all about photography, and it's so much more than that. Let me get to it. The lunar nodes are in Virgo and Pisces. More than that, the sun in Virgo judges, sizes things up, and criticizes with an attention to detail. And Pisces, well, not so much. Watches through the camera, blurs the lenses, covers up the truth, smudges the lines, and lies. When balanced, the camera and the filming add to the facts and the details Virgo craves. Where are these lunar nodes transiting in your chart, and how important are they to your life? Aries, you typically live your life in the fast lane, or the express lane of life, and that part of you is reawakening. It's been sleepy for a while. Your inner spark and competitive drive come alive, and you say, I could do that too, or I can do it better. As you look around and see others doing what you did, or what you do, or what you're good at in the past, it reawakens your drive and your spirit. And with all those planets in Aquarius, you think, how can I help others, rally people together, get people on my side, and be a part of a social cause, a movement, or just get involved? So your next big work cycle is underway. And you'll see that anything you do, any action you take, any baby steps you take, they all bear fruit. Life is about to move quickly as you create the work or job for yourself and turn your ideas into reality. It truly is independence time for Aries. Taurus, with the moon in the sign of Taurus, it's your day. People notice you, and basically, if you ask for something, you should get your way. Of course, with just a little push, though, because of all those planets in the sign of Aquarius, you have to try a little, make a few more calls, but eventually, you get your way. So try new things, put your best foot forward, and yet be careful not to make those big mistakes that could get you into a financial bind. Your desire to work hard, prove yourself, and make something of your life is so overwhelming now. And Pluto is only just getting started in your 10th house of career. Retirement is not an option. But it's also necessary not to go too far into debt, overpromise, bite off too much when starting a new business, career, or profession, or put all your hard-earned money into a dream. Avoid thinking that someone else is getting further ahead of you. Life is not a race between the tortoise and the hare. Your success requires you to read the fine print, be humble, and do your tourist thing by moving in slow motion. Gemini. With the moon in Taurus, its exaltation, you're ending a cycle that could test your moral fiber or your wallet or your nerves. You're ending a lot of cycles here with Neptune entering the sign of Aries and moving out of your 10th house of a house that, let's face it, is ruled by the planet Saturn. Delays where you've had to work hard. And now maybe you start to get the recognition you deserve and things start to move very fast. You're almost there. Today, the to-do list and unfinished projects command your attention. Don't stop now, Gemini. With every goal you meet and every goalpost you touch, your inner confidence grows. Neptune re-enters Aries, and Neptune rules your 10th house of success, fame, and fortune. And big profits, wins, and windfalls are really possible. People want to reconnect with you, be a part of what you're doing, and an ex even thinks about you. You're developing a larger-than-life persona and big dreams for your life. A suppressing fatherly energy that has delayed your careers, or an authority figure, a dark cloud, or a strange heaviness starts to dissipate. And once again, you're hopeful about your future. Cancer, with the moon in Taurus, you can also be hopeful about the future because the moon in Taurus is sextile your sun sign and brings opportunities to you. And seeing someone you haven't seen in a while or occasionally don't see comes up today. Maybe things don't meet your expectations, but they might. Money can be an issue as someone near and dear is spending lots of their money and not consulting you. It's far better to focus on your goals and personal life and not get tangled up in another's web of lives or dreams. Many things happen beyond your control because, well, the truth is being kept from you. You're not being told everything, you're not being told the truth, and you're not fully aware of what's actually going on around you. Your life, nonetheless, can take off significantly, placing you in the spotlight and making you in demand. The time to be caught up in another's life is over, and it could cause your downfall or tarnish your good name. Neptune re-enters Aries in your career zone, and fame and fortune can't be far away. Leo, with the moon in Taurus, a fixed sign, along with all of those planets and the sun in Aquarius, another fixed sign, it could be fun, and they could spell big trouble too. It depends on your actions and deeds of the past, of course. Some innocent Leo just coming up and starting in life could be thrust into the spotlight, find their forever soulmate, and be utterly popular, having only to adjust to a new and wonderful life. That's one of the things that's possible. And those of you who have some years behind you and have had a chance to take some actions, and it's a different story. Having lived life and made your mistakes, not caring about what anybody thinks or about the rules of polite society, it's quite a different story. Your moral compass may need to be calibrated. Neptune re-enters Aries and gets you easily back on track. Virgo, what a relief. Finally, after years and years of having Neptune in your seventh house of relationships, partnerships, other people, best friends, and marriage, he's leaving for good. Bye, Neptune. Of course it's complicated as Neptune takes someone out of your life or changes your relationship outlook. As one of the masters of communicators of the zodiac, Gemini being the other, your turn to communicate your skills on and off as you desire. What I mean to say is, as one of the master communicators of the zodiac, Gemini, the sign of Gemini being the other, you can turn your communication skills on and off as you desire. Gemini can't do that. And you've been trying to figure things out, get someone to be straight to you, and try to figure out where they're coming from. And that hasn't worked at all. A relationship ends. It's just how it ends. That's the big question mark. That's a whole other storyline and really relies on your personal planets. You need to avoid being impulsive, shutting the door on parts of your life, and running away. It's time to stop worrying about others and put your brain in park. Seize a work opportunity and an employment opportunity and make your life all about you again. Libra, since your comfort zone is in the middle lane and you strive for peace and harmony, you could opt to take drastic measures as Neptune re-enters Aries in your relationship zone. Here and now, it's going to be about partners, significant others, or new people who come into your life. You may move It's about because this is a serious cardinal house cusp, the seventh house, where major changes are in play. And there are a lot of things in astrology that say what could happen or what could be the results. And really, they're numerous. You can quit a job, you can move, you can feel you've squeezed everything you could out of your current situation, or you could leave a partner, take up with somebody. I mean, I could go on and on. In your mind, there's no option than to go sometimes. And you could meet someone new and follow them to, like I always say, anywhere.com. Or go completely alone and be celibate. Libra does take moments of celibacy, but you might go it alone and venture out to a new city, a new move, and into the great unknown. Because Neptune is the great unknown. You could run away from your problems and feel they're too overwhelming. You can be held legally accountable if you do so and don't pay your debts and have to obey new rules. So wherever you go, you have to know the lay of the land. You close a door and open a new door. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. And you have to think about money and surviving. But then again, you might never get another chance to change your life again. Scorpio, there's a certain tenseness or drive that says, hurry up. You're going to hear hurry up a lot in the coming years. And you have to move faster and work at all hours of the day and night. Well, night isn't a problem since scorpions are nocturnal creatures. But early in the morning, day after day, I don't know about that. Anyway, suffice to say that your everyday routine is about to change and go into overdrive. You are driven by the idea that you're chosen and have a destiny all your own. So you work hard towards a goal now. Scorpios are charismatic, mesmerizing, and magnetic. However, today, you feel uncertain about turning on that magic and completely captivating someone near and dear. You ask yourself, why? Where's it going? What's it going to lead to? Well, you certainly can do so. Neptune in Aries suggests you might not have the time to embark on a new romance just yet. And something new isn't really your ball of wax right now. Sagittarius, you may or may not want to tag along with a significant other as they travel for work or for fun. And by now, you must know what to expect. It won't be a honeymoon, it won't be fun for long, and it's just going to be the same old, same old. And you might be coming to the realization that actually you do more for others than they do for you most of the time. Maybe you've developed a long history of neglecting your own life, your own children, your own family, home, your life, just to help another or please another. You tend to give a lot when you're in love. Neptune's been in Pisces for years and years, causing you to sacrifice too much and, honestly, wait too long. Well, not anymore. That's about to change. And you know what? Change is scary. The adventurer in you springs forth and you say to your partner or family member, no, you go along. I have other things to do. Your enthusiasm returns and you do things on your own as Neptune re-enters Aries. If you're open to it, a new romance is not far away from you. Capricorn, a lot is happening with the goats, and much of it relates to kind of like an awakening, taking control, setting firm boundaries with others, and letting go of a mindset that made you overly cautious, even hesitant to express your true thoughts and speak up. Maybe you were overly tolerant of idiots and those less intelligent of you. Maybe there were people around you who were just overly emotional and would go crazy on you if you said what you were really thinking. Issues with children, strange things, and weird situations all begin to dissipate. That being said, as Neptune re-enters Aries, you're not afraid of confrontation, nor are you looking for any. Now your head is on straight and you get to the important work of starting over, earning more money. Your decisiveness returns on blast. Aquarius, happy solar return. I don't know that I've ever seen a solar return for you like this. It's going to be a year like no other. Your Aquarian traits of being an enigma to everyone serve you well as you fascinate others. No one ever knows what you're going to do next, what you're thinking, or what to expect from you. You surprise them. And when they think they have you figured out, you change and you surprise everyone. You are this year's comeback kid. Maybe you're growing bored of staying at home with your current environment, with your current partner. And while you're ready for some outside adventure, or you're ready to venture outside the gates, today you have to stay put and be comfortable where you are. Maybe it's a snowstorm. Discussions about your future are fast approaching, and you're unsure whether to invest too much energy in them because you've learned the hard way not everything that glitters is gold, and you can waste a lot of time pursuing, let's say, the glitter. You're looking under every rock for your new opportunity and searching the field for that four-leaf clover. Pisces, your ruling planet, Neptune, is leaving your sun sign and re-entering Aries. And it's all about money, wealth, belongings, fixed assets, what you own, what you don't own, and your moral compass. And it's a good time to take stock of where you've been and where you want to go. If you want to change your life, this is your chance to do so. You can utilize your ability to blend in or stand out, adapting seamlessly to whatever situation requires of you. And your talent for being a chameleon really works for you. Financially, you see possibilities that others miss, aren't paying attention to, or that slip through the cracks. And this could lead to your financial success. Well, that's all for now, and I hope you all enjoy Neptune in Aries. Please stay out of trouble because we don't want to be too impulsive and walk in front of cars, do we? No, we don't. Visit www.terrynazon.com for more. Subscribe to my monthly horoscopes, download my app, and go to Amazon to purchase my books.